Oh, lads, listen to this. It was reported last week that a sweetener known as aspartame will be listed by the World Health Organization this month as possibly carcinogenic to humans. The sweetener is found in a range of products, including Diet Coke, Fanta Zero, as well as Wrigley's Extra Chewing Gum. But how concerned should we be? Are companies moving away from artificial sweeteners? And are diet products better for us than original versions? Well, I'm happy to say the dietitian Orla Walsh is with me now to answer just that. Orla, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. So let's start with the basics. What is aspartame?
Yes, there's so much hullabaloo this week. It's unbelievable.
Right.
It's a low-calorie artificial sweetener, and it's around 200 times sweeter than sugar. So like if you were to look at it on a table, it's kind of a white, odorless powder. And it's been used for a long time as an additive. And when anything's an additive and the EU have said it's safe, they give it a number. Mm-hmm. So it's an E number. And people freak out about E numbers, but you have to remember vitamin C is an E number. Salt is an E number. Loads of like very natural things are E numbers, as well as stuff made in labs.
Okay. Why is it used in certain diet items?
Well, with diet items, they take out stuff from them. So they take out sugar or they take out fat.
Yeah.
And when you take out sugar, you take out fat, you take out taste.
Mm.
And you have to add taste back in. So to become a diet product, it's about, you know, diet products are usually about low calorie.
Mm-hmm.
So because this offers very little in the way of calories, they take out sugar, they take out fat, they add in the likes of aspartame.
Okay. So let's talk about the products. What popular products contain aspartame?
Well, the likes of fizzy drinks and any diet versions of common
okay.
foods. And you'd even see it in yogurts or bars or, you know, whatnot. Obviously, they're not in natural products. You wouldn't, you know, you can't add it to a whole food, but you can add it to a processed food. It's predominantly in processed foods. That said, you know, when you look at what it is under a microscope, it's basically two amino acids. And, you know, like all, amino acid is a building block of protein. And like all proteins, they go down into the intestines. They're broken down into the building blocks of proteins called amino acids, and they're absorbed into the body. And aspartame is no different. It's absorbed quite quickly.
Okay. Okay. So you said there's a bit of a hullabaloo this week. What are the WHO saying?
So, you see, they need a different PR person, right? So they confused people because the classification 2B is where something is possibly carcinogenic to humans. And 2B means there's limited evidence in humans and there's less than sufficient evidence in animal studies. So in fact, there's not that much evidence at all. It's just maybe it's possible, but like we need a hell of a lot more studies to do before we could even classify it as something higher up. And so it really shouldn't have been in the news. It's not like even when we talk about levels of certainty that something could cause cancer, it's actually not even suggesting risk. So it doesn't actually suggest level of risk. So, for example, you know, the ones that we definitely know and they're group one would be smoking tobacco and sunshine and alcohol. Like they're far more, you know, they would increase your risk of cancer. And there's sufficient evidence to say that they do that. So I think people were very frightened by the 2B rating. But the 2B rating means there's not much evidence. So I would encourage people not to be too concerned
worried
about this rating.
Okay, well,
change.
This is good because I think I've been getting some text messages because I have some family members who are flat out with the Diet Cokes but and other diet drinks. Do you think people should just cut out products containing this from their diet? Like, what do you make of all of this? Should we be consuming this at all?
Well, I wouldn't fear it. You know, there's a lot of fear-mongering about food and a lot of myths out there. And, you know, would this mean I'll never pick up a diet fizzy drink and drink it? No, absolutely not. And, you know, people are concerned about it. And sometimes, you know, you'd have people asking me and they'd be currently drinking, say, a Diet Coke and vodka. And I'm like, it's the vodka that's the cancer risk. It's not, you know, the Diet Coke or any fizzy drink for that matter. It's not something that we should be drinking all the time, but it's safe in normal levels. Like you would, even if a 60 kilo woman drank 12 cans a day, you know, that's still considered safe because the amount of aspartame that goes into her blood is still less than what we call 6 milligrams per deciliter, which you don't need to worry about, but it just means it's not that high. I suppose the only people who would need to be wary of this are people who know they need to be wary of it, and they have a very rare genetic condition called PKU.
Can we talk about diet or low-fat items just for a second? I mean, are they any better for you than the original products? Like, let's say milk and cheese and yogurts when you're in the supermarket and you're picking them up for yourself or kids or whatever. Would you go for a low-fat option?
No, God, no. The taste manky. Mm. No. So apart from that, like, if it's your taste preference, fine. If you prefer the taste of low-fat stuff, fine. But apart from anything else, all these products are just a product of diet culture. And I would hope that people know at this stage that we need to be turning our back on diet culture and not funding it. And, you know, all of these products are a part of funding it. But if we were to go to look at this specific scenario and go, you know, which is better, a Diet Coke or a Diet Fizzy, sorry, I keep on mentioning a brand there, any fizzy drink, a diet version, or the real McCoy, what I would suggest is that we look at the evidence. And we know that sugar-sweetened beverages increase the risk of someone gaining extra body fat. Extra body fat increases the risk of cancer. We know that link. While the link between the sweeteners found in these things is still only possibly carcinogenic to humans. And in other words, there's limited evidence in humans, and there's less than sufficient evidence in animal studies. So the diet product is still probably preferable in this scenario and looking at the same end result.
Okay. Is there anything else that is commonly in food products that we eat or drink that we should be studying in more detail? Is there anything else that we should be wary of on a packet?
I think, you know, if people just change their mindset and said, well, I'm going to aim to eat less things in packets and more whole foods, then they'll have less reading to do and shopping will be much easier. You know, buying food, the one ingredient, and putting them into the trolley. And it just means that when you do buy processed food, it will be significantly less amount in your trolley and therefore less reading or less need to read as well. So, you know, I would encourage people just focus on a whole food diet. And if there's some processed food in there, within the whole food diet, it's not going to necessarily cause any ill health to anybody. So I would just simplify it down, because you could be spending hours in the supermarket looking at the back of packages.
Who has the time?
It's just not necessary.
No one has the time. Bloody time. Eat whole foods. You always say that. Less foods in packets and on shelf will do you the world good. Orla, thank you so much for joining us today. There we go. I hope that's cleared the air and stopped people being so fearful of what's come out in the news this week. That was dietitian Orla Walsh speaking to us there about aspartame and artificial sweeteners and diet versions of products and all that kind of stuff. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.